everybody. Welcome to the party with a nonsense. It's just a rap thing.
And we're back with episode 72.
Bobrovsky!
Well, this sounds a struggle. I'm Chris Parrish.
Bobrovsky! We should see if he's available. He's not doing anything right now.
No, because his team got eliminated.
Yeah. Like I said they would.
And they didn't go seven games. Like I said they were. Way to put up a fight, you fucking losers!
How do you really feel?
I blame the schools.
School systems. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Also losing the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hooray!
Oh, boy, did they choke again. Somebody needs to get in the memo that when you're leading a game seven after two periods, you need to show up for the third period to win the game.
Generally, unless you don't want to win.
Yeah. Losing the third period.
On a serious note, Morgan Rielly, shot to the face. That looked painful. Kind of funny that Brad Marchand's the guy in front who ducked, and now everyone's blaming him for it. It's like, no, you just want to stand there and take it? Don't be stupid.
Yeah. You can be the idiot who gets hit in the face with a puck and not play hockey right now, or you can duck, get out the way, and play round two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes using your noggin
with a huge nose on it is a good idea.
In the form of thinking is better than using your noggin in the form of...
He smelt the pain coming, so he ducked.
Yeah. It's like, whoo, man, taking that black rubber sphere or little... cylinder thing is not the smartest thing in the world.
Anything black rubber to the face, never usually a good idea.
Right. So, recap, we had the Boston Bruins defeat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yay!
We had the Pittsburgh Penguins defeating the Philadelphia Flyers.
I want to go out on a thing here and fuck the Philadelphia Flyer fans wasting fresh and delicious beer.
That's exactly what Crosby said.
I know, but what the fuck, guys? Drink the beer, throw the empty cans. Don't be stupid.
Gotta give a little check mark to Sidney Crosby for understanding the value
of ice-cold brewed beverages.
Of an asshole that wastes beer, even if it's American beer.
Yes, I agree.
If it was Molson...
Pete Coors is turning in his goddamn grave.
Now, had that guy been throwing Molson Canadian on the ice, we'd be okay with this.
Because it's water.
Yeah. It's probably going to freeze and they'd play hockey on it.
John Miller is crying to his stepchildren of all the money wasted there.
But, Washington Capitals defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes, they did.
And we saw what the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes. Defeat New Jersey Devils.
Yes. Which was a little bit of all right.
It was a little bit of all right.
So we now have Boston Bruins going against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tomorrow night. By the way, we are doing this on a Thursday because our weeks have been jam-packed and hectic.
Yeah, we have lives, people. And
not much of one, but we do.
This will come out on Friday because, you know what better way to end the week?
After watching... WWE Grrr.
Well, it might come out at the same time.
Maybe.
You mean, you'd think they should be sponsored by Frosted Flakes?
That'd be great!
Tony the Tiger making an appearance in Saudi Arabia. How fucked up would that be?
I bet you there's at least 10 princes over there that already have tigers.
I mean, New Day's coming out to, like, many Frosted Flakes.
Maybe a... colored and painted up Tony Nese.
Frosted Bootios. Come on.
They're gross.
I don't know if they'd be gross.
Never had Bootios, I can't say. You have a book out now, you know that?
I don't think it's a real book, is it?
It is actual real book. You can go to any bookstore, book depository, anything like that, and actually buy. It's
any
a real
you
thing.
Get books?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Who buys books now?
You'd be amazed.
Like... I don't know. Ever since they decided, you know what, we're not going to put porn anymore up on the shelves, I'm saying, you know what, 7-Eleven, I don't like you guys.
They still have porn at 7-Eleven. Trust me. There's still porn there.
Yeah, but you pay $25, and I don't even want to get in that situation.
Yeah, it's better to go free on the internet. But that's the point. Who else are we talking about?
So it's way too much at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking sucks.
So, Tampa Bay versus Boston.
Yeah, we have Tampa Bay versus Boston, and then once again... we have Washington Capitals against Pittsburgh Penguins.
For the fourth time in like 10 years,
yeah. I think it's been less than 10 years.
Whatever. Point is, every time they... I know, because the first time they faced was 2009. Every time they faced in the playoffs, they...
Washington loses.
Washington loses, and then Pittsburgh wins the cup.
Yeah. So
let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Well, I mean, at the same time, if Pittsburgh was to win the cup this year, and he saw a three-peat...
It'd be the first time since 1983.
And... That's fucking impressive.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you can't take anything.
They would officially take over as the sole dynasty team.
Yeah. You know what? They might have actually done that.
There are arguments that definitely can be made, but this would make them undisputed.
I mean, the back-to-back kind of put them, I think, in comparability.
There are those who
The could... fact that they're still in the playoffs now, on the third year, I think has already put them in that.
Honestly, I think you can give them the edge, but this would make it undisputed they would be the team of the century.
I don't think they need to win the cup. If they get there, I think it's just been undisputed.
Not necessarily.
Third straight finals, winning
third,
two.
If they get to the finals, yes.
I mean...
They still have to go through, which they... spoiler alert, they went up 1-0.
It's not spoiler, it already happened.
Doesn't matter,
this
spoiler.
If this is coming out on Friday, the game happened...
Spoilers work. Yes, it already happened, but people find out and they don't know about it and they don't want to be told yet. That's a spoiler.
Yes.
That's how a spoiler works.
But, I mean, it's also a Canadian podcast. I'm sure people watch hockey. And
what
if they
do you
don't...
Think? What about all the foreign friends? Like the ones in Denmark, Belarus, Germany,
Well,
Japan.
The Germans should... Watch hockey. I mean, they're big Leon Draisaitl fans.
Why would they watch hockey right now? Or, they have hockey going on over there right now. They watch that instead.
Because they're probably getting mad at the idiotic Flyer fans, being like, oh, you waste beer, you dick.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, if it was a Heineken, they'd be throwing their shit up against the wall.
Fair enough.
Or Guinness, because those are big beers down there.
Guinness, I'm pretty sure it's Irish. But
yeah, but it's huge in Germany.
That's true, I guess.
Trust me, so is Heineken. Trust me. When I went there were two beers you can get everywhere in Germany.
And they were Miller and Coors.
Yeah. They were Alley Cat and...
Why is Alley Cat so big?
I don't know. That was kind of a segue. But it was Heineken and it was Guinness. You can get anywhere else. Every city we went to had its own beers. It was actually pretty cool. So if you went to Cologne, they had different beers than you can get in Berlin.
You went to Cologne?
I went to Cologne.
Nice.
Actually, I saw a Cologne Sharks game.
I don't know what that is.
That's a hockey team in the German league down there.
They have hockey?
Yeah. You know that DEL, the Deutschland Hockey League?
I clearly don't.
It's on the video game.
There's a video game?
NHL 2018. You've played it. I know you have. We've owned the mascot, fam.
We own things?
Well, the 3-on-3.
Fine.
Yeah, we did very well.
Yes, we did. I've not played once since that day.
Yeah.
Well, not once.
We'll probably do it again soon.
No matter. Side note, shout out to Crosby, became all-time points leader for the Penguins.
Yes.
In playoffs. Good for him.
About time. You only had Lemieux and Yager to compete against, you pussy.
Sure. moving on to the West. We got Vegas Golden Knights. Butt-fucking! The San Jose Sharks right now, 4-0 after one.
Yeah, they took the pickle out of the San Jose's ass and decided to put their own spin on things.
Yeah, they are... Yeah, 3 goals in 91 seconds. That's impressive. They are a team that I hope wins the cup. That would be fun.
A team that can score 3 times in a minute and a half is my kind of team, because if I know one thing, I know how to score 3 times in a minute and a half, too.
I have the ability, I just never am able to. Doesn't happen for me. That's not the point. Another series, what we got?
We got Nashville against Winnipeg.
That'll be a good series.
Yeah.
That one I think could go 7. I think it could go 7 just so back and forth. I think Nashville does take it, though.
I think Nashville takes it in 6. I'm going to go Vegas in 5. I just don't see San Jose putting up a fight.
They're playing like this the rest of the series. Yeah. They're not going to make fucking 5 games.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh in 6. I do think they have a better complete team. And then I'm going to take Tampa Bay in 5 as well.
Well, I'm going to recite the ones that Mrs. Manatic and I, we have a thing going. Whoever wins has to buy, or whoever loses has to buy the winner their favorite team's like memorabilia of some sort. Unless the Golden Knights win, then we buy each other jerseys. That's just the unwritten rule. So I'm going Golden Knights.
You just want a Golden Knights jersey.
Only if they win the cup.
Yeah, but you really want one. I know you
do. I know, I don't really want one. I'd rather have a Team Canada one from the Olympics. That's just me. I'd also rather have a Letterkenny Shamrocks, but that's beside the point. So I'm going to say Vegas Golden Knights. Go six. Go Nashville in six. Tampa in six. And Washington in seven. Everyone's saying Pittsburgh, so I'm going to go Washington.
Well, you're already losing that one.
Well, you never know.
I'm just saying. So, moving on. We talk basketball if we watch it, but we don't watch it, so we're not talking about it.
I heard that LeBron James did something really cool.
He had a buzzer beater.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't need a three-pointer to win. It was tied. He could have just done it like a regular shot, but no, he had to.
You got
to
go in grand old-fashioned.
Yeah. I mean.
I actually have, if you want to go back real quick, I have a list of like a ton of different guys getting awards for NHL, or nominees.
Yeah, the nominees for the...
Oh, on a side note, you'll appreciate this. The Ducks were eliminated on their fourth game. It was shown on the Golf Network. Apparently
yes.
Some of those games were shown on Golf Network because there wasn't enough room. Yeah. Which I don't understand. They have their own NHL network. Why is it not being used?
Because it's
Let's show the Golf Network. And, yeah, so anyways, the Ducks got eliminated on the Golf Network. That's a thing.
Talk about a hole in one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to rattle off these finalists for these candidates here for the end of the year awards. I want you to pick who wins.
You know what? When the Ducks lost, you know what they were chanting?
What?
Four! Because that's how many games it took them to get beaten.
Okay.
Just it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Selke Trophy. Bergeron, Kopitar, Couturier.
You know what? I'll give it to Couturier this year, but I do think they'll probably give it to Bergeron.
Okay. Lady Bing. Barkov, Carlson, O'Reilly.
Carlson.
Okay. The Mark Messier Leadership Award. England, Simmons, Wheeler.
Blake
I'm
Wheeler.
I'm saying Simmons, potentially, now. You hear what he played, like, half the year with? He's getting jaw surgery. He's got a torn pelvis. A torn, like, something in his thumb. He's got three other things going on. Like, the guy was a mess, and he missed, like, three games.
Did you hear about Nero Hischier?
No.
Played with a fractured hand all year.
That's impressive.
18-year-old kid, rookie year. Fractured hand doesn't stop him.
Good for him.
I mean, explains why he's not going to win the Calder.
But still, good for him.
Yep.
But anyways, so who are you going for the Messi Award?
Blake Wheeler.
Wheeler? Okay. Jack Adams, Jared Bednar from Colorado, Bruce Cassidy, Boston, and Gerard Gallant from Vegas.
I think it's a slam dunk. Gallant wins it.
I think so too.
Bednar for New Jersey.
Colorado.
Yeah, sorry, Colorado. Impressive season, but they weren't as dominant, and I think
Bruce Cassidy had a good season with Boston, but again, Vegas is just so above and beyond.
You can't topple what you do with Vegas, bringing everyone collectively together, dominating season, looking to make it five straight as we speak in the playoffs to open it up.
Yep.
Solid.
Ted Lindsay, Hall, McKinnon, McDavid.
You know what? I don't understand how you can say Taylor Hall or Nathan MacKinnon is more valuable to a hockey team or more of an MVP than Connor McDavid.
This is chosen by the players, too.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, the only way you give it to those other guys is because those teams make the playoffs. That's the only way.
I think, honestly, I think McDavid wins the Ted Lindsay.
I think
he does not win the Hart, though.
I think you give... To anybody across the league, Connor McDavid is the best player no matter who else in that league is on their team.
Yeah.
You can put Sidney Crosby on the same team with Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall is not your best player. You put Sidney Crosby on a team with Nathan MacKinnon. Nathan MacKinnon is not your best player. You put him on the same team as Connor McDavid is still your best player.
No, that's true. I think that's why he wins to Ted Lindsay, because it's the players who decide.
Yeah.
But it's like the NHLPA or someone else who decides the heart.
Yeah, it's the writers, PA.
The writers, so yeah, I think they choose probably MacKinnon.
Yeah, I don't... It's,
but they haven't even released who the three finalists are for that yet, so...
No, I mean, I'm...
I'm going to assume it will probably be the same. Yeah. Maybe one person different. I'm going to say McDavid and MacKinnon are both there.
I'm thinking MacKinnon won't be there. I think Taylor Hall, Connor McDavid will probably be there, but I think they'll probably add somebody else over Nathan MacKinnon.
You think so?
Yeah.
Anyways, Norris, Doughty, Subban, Hedman.
Victor Hedman for me.
I definitely would be...
I just look at Subban with what he did on a team like Nashville. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I think it's easier to stand out when you know your team is a defensive juggernaut like Nashville. Doughty, to me, always is very impressive because a lot of it depends on what he does. However, his numbers don't show that he is as dominant as a defenseman as the other two.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to go Hedman, Subban, Doughty for your 1, 2, 3 votes. But I think when it comes down to Victor Hedman, the way he led Tampa, when especially he had Stamkos out for games, you had him playing with Sergachev, a rookie, a lot. I just don't understand how you don't give it to Victor Hedman.
Yeah. Okay, King Clancy Memorial Trophy. This is someone who best exemplifies work and stuff in your community as well as being a good player. So, and I'm going to literally read off all 31 people from every team nominated.
There's 32, actually.
Is there 32? I see 31.
Look at Vancouver.
No, they're one person. They do everything together. They're one person. Sure. So, here we go. Getzlaff, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Chara, Bogosian, Hamonic, Justin Falk, Duncan Keith, Landeskog, Bobrovsky! He wins because of this episode. Seguin, Abdelkader, Nugent Hopkins, Matheson, Doughty, Zucker, Gallagher, Subban, Schneider, Anders Lee, Lundqvist, Borowiecki, Gostisbehere, Murray, Tierney, Petrangelo, Callahan, Martin, the Sedin sisters, England, Orpik, and Hendricks. I'm betting the Sedin sisters win it.
I think Hamnick is going to get it this year.
You think so?
Yeah. I look at a lot of the things he does, even when he was with the Islanders. I want to say it's his sister. Wasn't born perfectly or something like that. I know he does a lot of
work. Born with a disability of some sort?
Yeah, so I think he does a lot of work with that, and I think it's either him or Subban. I mean, you can never take away what Subban does.
No, Subban does a lot of good work, but I just have a feeling that...
But I think Travis Hamonic might actually take that one.
Yeah, fair enough. I have a feeling about something about the Sedins retiring, and they do a lot of work in Vancouver, and I just have a feeling that they're going to give it to them this year. I don't know who votes on that, but I just feel like that's who's going to win. That's all I have for hockey. Should we jump into ball sports real quick before we head over to wrestling?
Yeah, they're very sweaty, but thank you for asking.
Wow, none of your damn business. I think you stay in my personal affairs. Right. You hear about Jose Bautista. He's now with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, and he just got called up to their AAA team.
Yeah, he's playing with the minors. He'll be up there soon, though, I believe. A couple games to kind of get him back into form, and then...
Yeah, and he's flipping bats like they're going out of style.
Flipping bats like he used to flip burgers. I don't know if that's true, but we're going to say it is. That's what he did before he got signed.
I think it'd be really funny if he just kept striking out.
I think it's funny.
And then they release him like 3 days into the
team. No, they won't do that. Anthopoulos runs that team.
Why he probably got signed.
That's exactly why I got signed. I'm surprised it took this long.
Right. Well, he probably wanted too much money.
Yeah, true.
He's a good case of a guy.
He's a greedy bitch.
Well, you can never fault pro athletes, especially in baseball, for wanting money. Because, chances are they're going to get it. But he's definitely a guy who looked and you know, the stock too much on himself than a lot of other teams did.
$8 trillion he signed for.
He wanted like $20 million a year, and then nobody wanted to pay him anything.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe think that your stock was a little bit higher up in your head, you dick.
$1 trillion a year.
I was shocked that the Blue Jays took him back last year. I'm not going to lie. I was...
And it didn't work out well for him.
Yeah. Did so much work.
Aaron Rodgers is now apparently a limited part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I think they call it minority owner.
That's racist.
No, he's a minority owner.
You can't own minorities. They're people, too.
He can. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers did.
That's racist.
He put in a few bucks, though, on the Milwaukee.
No, I'm part of Milwaukee. A minor owner. A minority, if you will. He is a minority in Milwaukee.
Well, I think the
fact... A champion, if you will.
I think the fact that he invested in basketball in Milwaukee made him a minority all in itself.
Fair enough.
Even though they're doing well this year. Yeah. In the playoffs.
Also, Calgary's going to host 2019 Grey Cup, so maybe we can go two in a row.
You know what's funny? How many people actually want Calgary now to get that new facility, more so for football than for hockey, because McMahon Stadium has been
in disarray for years.
Well, they voted on saying it's flat out the worst stadium in football. That's why I think it's very funny that they just put a Grey Cup there.
On a side note, do you want to go down to see a game of Settle Dome next year before they close that bitch down? I kind of want to go down at least once and see it.
We'll talk.
Okay. I also have a Maniac ND Award of Excellence winner.
It's my time. It's my time. It's my time.
Dude, we won second week.
Dude, I'm selfish.
Yeah, whatever. This could be you. And to anyone listening, this could be you. It's to everybody who donated to the Humboldt GoFundMe. They raised over $15.1857 million. Not only will that help the affected families, the people who survive, but, you know, lives are forever changed, being disabilities, being whatever it is. That is the second largest GoFundMe in the history of that .com
GoFundMe.com?
Yes. It's the only beat out by the hashtag MeToo movement that happened a year or two ago, whatever that was. The women's whatever. Basically, funding money so women can sue men who did them wrong in Hollywood. Et cetera, et cetera. That one had $21 million, but this one, especially being from Canada, by far the largest. Congratulations! Well, I shouldn't say congratulations.
I am going
good for everybody.
I am going to say this was a way better cause.
Absolutely, and not only that, but good for people like. Side tangent: Sean Martins and I went and saw Mick Foley last night at the comic strip. He is donating a portion of all of his proceeds from all the socks he signs and sells, all his 8x10s, all of that, when he gets back from the Canadian leg of the tour, is going to Humboldt. This has gained international, like, stature. It's it's not like, you know...
Even hey, American teams in baseball took games of silence and stuff like that. So it's pretty amazing to see that a Saskatchewan hockey team got the recognition and the acknowledgement of the tragedy that happened throughout so many different people across the globe.
Ideally, you wouldn't want to ever have a tragedy like this to bring people together. But it honestly reaffirms my...
It's reassuring to know that people are willing to come together when times get rough to make sure everyone is better off than, you know, the other situation or the other potential case. I mean, people do want to help out each other, and that's a reassuring aspect of this whole thing. You can never bring the people back. You can never... you can't do anything to help that cause, but what you can do is prevent this from happening again, and that's the main thing people can take away from this.
Yes. So to everyone who donated, thank you. That's awesome. I donated. I know a bunch of people who have... I'm sure there's still some way you can. I think it's closed now, but I'm sure there's some way you can still donate. And it reaffirms my appreciation for humanity that not everyone sucks as a human being. So that's all I have for that. So after that, shall we get into, I don't know, wrestling? or?
Yeah, there's a...
Or before you want to do it, do you want to do some advertising, get out of the way, or do you want to do that after?
We can advertise, because you know what one thing people always need?
I'm going to say t-shirts.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the Humboldt Bronco situation. We're talking about donating. Everyone likes to donate some clothes once in a while. Everyone wants a good fresh t-shirt to wear every day. And what better t-shirt to get than a What a Maneuver t-shirt?
.net.
Well, that's where you can get it.
That is where you get it.
But some good What a Maneuver t-shirts are available at whatamaneuver.net. And you can get some original struggle gear.
Or retro WE.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what we're saying is go buy all new stuff. Retro WE, OG Struggle. Come see ya boys at an event near you. Get some new Tag Struggle 3 gear. Throw out all of your other stuff.
Donate all that stuff.
No, don't throw it out. Donate all that stuff. All of it.
Or, you know what? Buy some new t-shirts and donate those.
Exactly. It's people helping people. That's what that is.
Retro WE can help retros? I don't know. Bad pun. Anyway.
Terrible.
Get a shirt, donate it, wear it, support, acknowledge.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Help out. Just do it.
And while you're doing Please? That, you can also go check out backbreakervod.pivotshirt.com. Enter in tag struggle. All capitals. E instead of a 3. And get 3 months half off after a 2-week free trial. See ya boys whenever the hell you want. Also, Backbreaker Media, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Podcast Player. Fuck YouTube. We're on there, but fuck it.
Yeah. So.
Let's go on to hockey.
We already talked hockey.
Let's go back to hockey. Go Vegas! That's going on to wrestling.
Well, tomorrow, the day this podcast is actually hitting the airways.
Hitting them like a bitch slap to the face of humanity.
So they're going to have the greatest Royal Rumble ever, where the winner of the greatest Royal Rumble will get a number one title shot to the greatest WrestleMania.
What? Is that a thing?
No, I'm making fun of the fact that they're calling this the greatest
giant,
Royal Rumble.
They get a giant MF and trophy.
Yeah, they do.
Which will suck to take home.
I do think that the winner of this Rumble can be definitely earn a shot to the main event of SummerSlam.
That'd be sweet.
Like, and replace what the King of the Ring used to be. Like, I just don't understand why you're going to say there's a gigantic 50-man Royal Rumble called the greatest Royal Rumble ever, and there's really not a payoff to win the grandest prize in the company.
The grandest prize in all of Saudi Arabian wrestling history.
I mean...
I think at some point this weekend, we're gonna do a little review / maybe a little something. Check, keep an eye on Facebook maybe.
Well, I mean, we can run down the show, the card right now, but, because your boys are driving down together for the, this Forever. Weekend's CWC show, No Love, or, sorry, New Order.
No, we have no love for the New Order. We are the New Order.
Yeah. Where I don't know what I'm doing. I know.
I'm in a Canada Cup qualifying match.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down and do that.
You get your hands on that cup.
I'm going to drink from that cup.
When you get your hands on that drink cup, put some Miller High Life in that cup, and then...
It'll be High Life!
We can drink from that cup.
It'll be Miller time.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yummy cup. So hashtag yummy cup.
Hashtag yummy cup. Hashtag struggle cup.
Hashtag cup struggles.
Yeah. So I have the list of matches in front of me. I'm going to call them out. You call who wins it. Don't think about it. The first name comes to mind.
Okay.
I'm going to lead the Rumble to last, though.
Yeah.
Lesnar versus Reigns. Steel cage.
Lesnar.
Rollins, Balor, Joe, Miz, ladder match.
Rollins.
Styles, Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Hardy, Jinder Mahal.
Hardy.
Wyatt / Hardy versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
The Bar.
Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Cedric Alexander versus Kalisto.
Alexander.
John Cena versus Triple H.
John Cena.
Yeah, he definitely needs a win lately, you know? He needs something to go
his way. He needs to pick me up.
Yes, he does. Undertaker versus Rusev.
He might need an attitude adjustment. Yes, he does. Undertaker, even though I think Rusev should win this.
Yes. I will agree. I think Undertaker wins that. Cena wins that. Alexander wins that.
I did make this one little thing. Undertaker might be one of the most popular gimmicks globally.
Of all the time.
Therefore, Undertaker might actually get a bigger reaction in Saudi Arabia than Rusev.
Okay, yeah. Because Rusev is not from there.
It's not even... I mean, Bulgaria and Saudi Arabia are same colors.
It's fairly close.
But, I mean, at the same time... Longevity, I don't know, this is the first show. It's very hard to predict what the crowd in Saudi Arabia is going to be.
Yes. I will say, I think Wyatt and Hardy win the tag title there. I think Hardy retains the U.S. title. I don't think Nakamura wins this one. I think he loses and then he wins at Backlash. I will say Rollins will retain there. I think Reigns wins there. And Greatest Royal Rumble, who wins it?
Well, who's all in it? I'm not gonna make you read all that.
Doesn't even say.
I'm
gonna say Hornswoggle.
I'm gonna go with Finn Balor.
That'd be cool. Jericho, I think he'll last an hour.
You know what? Scratch that. Daniel Bryan.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
I think the end will come down to Daniel Bryan. And the Great Khali. Just kidding.
What will we do? Kiss him to get him out?
That'd be great.
I don't know about great. It'd be something.
That'd be kind of funny.
It'd be something.
I mean. Like what? You don't like girls? So, here's two dudes kissing. That kind of would.
Well, fair enough. Speaking of girls, Alexa Bliss.
She got a boob job.
I am so happy.
She, from what I understood, it actually technically wasn't a boob job.
A job, it was an enhancement.
It was more of, I guess she had a boob job done before. And this was more now just to get them.
A little pick-me-up?
No. I think they're just more to make sure that, okay, you know, the wear and tear and stuff like that. Apparently, this is very quite popular that with women who are in physical demanding jobs like wrestling or sports and stuff like that, they would get them kind of touched up.
Get them a little nip-tuck.
Freshened up.
Freshened up.
Now, one stands to argue. Are these new boobs going to be something for a Braun Strowman? Or a Buddy Murphy.
You know what? As long as I see them, I don't give a fuck who they're for.
We'll see.
We'll see. Also, congratulations to us. We have a new member.
What?
A.K.A. Mick Foley. We went to that show.
Is his daughter in, too?
No. We'll work on it. He's in. Which, by the way... He said no to the Villain Club, but said yes to Tag Struggle. Think about that. Because we went to that, the little meet and greet, Sean Martins and I, and we gave him a shirt. And he's like, awesome. Thank you. I'm in. And I was like, yeah, you are. So Mick Foley is part of Tag Struggle 3. We're going to have to figure out where the 4 comes in now. I don't know how we're going to do that.
Just on the T.
Or instead of that, we could change it instead of an A. It could be...
There is no... Oh, I guess in there tag. There is,
yeah, in tag. Just change it from an A to a 4. Tag 4. Tag 4 struggles.
I think you can make one for the T.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be tag struggle with 3 as an E, and our crowd couldn't figure that out. So you really think it's going to be 4-ag struggle? That does not sound good. That sounds really bad. Hey, it's 4-ag struggle!
What happens if we just have Mr. Socko going up against the G's?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Tag Socko! Mankind struggles.
Cactus struggles.
Yeah. Or, you know, a lot of, like, what happens in real life, love struggles.
Dude loves struggles.
Yeah, dude. Dude loves struggles. Oh, boy.
Dude tag struggles.
Yes. Or love tag struggles. Anyways.
Yeah.
Moving on. Booker T was back in Raw this past week. That was cool.
Yeah, he sucked still.
He really did. It made me miss Coach. I don't know why Coach wasn't there for 1 week, but...
Apparently, Coach had I think he was doing something... He had a prior work thing that he
prior work. Gotcha.
I think he was doing some draft or whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
That, so yeah. I think, like... Even though he's not with ESPN anymore, I do think that he's in touch with other areas as well. So I think this was just an obligatory.
Gotcha. No, fair enough.
I don't think obligatory is the right word.
It could be depending
obligation.
On obligation. Obligatory, obligation, same thing.
Okay, maybe it was the right
word. Have you heard the rumors about Sasha having a bad attitude backstage and costing her a bunch?
Really? She does not come across as a bitch to me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is drowning of sarcasm. I could
dripping.
See... I can... Oh, man. It's like a...
It's pouring of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, she looks... You know what? Ever since... A couple years on the main roster, I've gotten this thing in my head that she just seems like she's really full of herself.
Sure.
And for someone who doesn't even have a successful title defense as champion on the main roster, really thinks she is the best when, I don't know, does she even crack your top five for women on the main roster right now?
Oh, God, no. Wait. We're talking Raw or SmackDown?
Just both, like.
Oh, both, a goddamn.
Like, I don't.
On both, no goddamn.
Because I would definitely, like, I mean.
Even on Raw, I mean, you got, what, Alexa Bliss?
See, I wouldn't say Alexa Bliss is a better worker. I think she's a better entertainer.
She's better overall. In every way.
But.
I think, though, it's Alexa Bliss is better.
I think you
Ember Moon is better.
I think you have Oscar Charlotte 1-2. Say what you want about who's one, who's two. I think those are 1-2. I think Becky Lynch is in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a better all-around
number
worker.
Four. Honestly, I put Alexa number 3, Becky 4, Bailey 5.
I even think Mickie James
actually,
is better.
I take that back. Not Bailey.
Did you see
Ember Moon is
Did
now
you
on
see
the...
that sell by Mickie James off the Eclipse?
Yes, but I think on off the main roster, I think now because Ember Moon's up there, Ember Moon is number 5.
This also goes out to the city of Hartford. Wake the fuck up at Raw, man.
Yeah, that was brutal.
I mean,
absolutely.
Remember
brutal.
Back in the old day where you like recorded a theme song off your TV, off like a recorder because you knew. No, it was just that. I'm talking about the Brass Bonanza.
You didn't record that?
Not off TV. But no, like, remember, like, back in the days where you're like, oh, okay. This is back in the day, like, Napster.
Okay.
Where you wanted, like, to get, like, the.
Huh. Back in the days when I was in worst case on Terrible, and I had dial up, so I didn't know what the fuck that was.
But, like, if you wanted to hear, like, a new theme from a new, like, a new wrestler, you have to, like, wait, like, a few days. In like a week or two, because like you had to get like a bad like TV audio recording,
and like, basically give your computer cancer.
And then sometimes you get like a good like 30 seconds, and then it's like Michael Cole like talks. Before like, you had to wait before the song actually came out or something.
Yeah.
The point is, when Ember Moon made her entrance out of Hartford, I legitimately heard that song. Clearly for a good 20-25 seconds because nobody in Hartford made any fucking noise.
This is why the Hartford Whalers left.
I'm just saying, it's I understand.
You have Yale. You should be better than that, you blue-blooded fucks.
It's just one of, like, I hate crowds that don't get up and anxious when they see this. If you're not gonna make a noise, then Vince, stop going to these fucking towns and bring some to Edmonton. For fuck's sakes!
The last time they were here, when we had the, you know, right against the entrance there,
oh my
there was literally 2,500 of us, and we were louder than 15,000.
I just don't understand why you gotta go to all these fucking towns in the States. Like,
you don't understand? They sold 15,000 tickets.
I know, but that's like, why. They don't make any fucking noise.
They don't care. They sold tickets.
Put more shows in Philly, Chicago, England, Canada. But, like, put them to the cities that want to fucking actually care about it.
To be fair, they wanted to come here. Then Edmonton City Council's like, we're dumb as shit.
Yeah, I've seen really fucked up on that. But at the same time, it's not like we're getting a TV. I mean, I'm listening to this other podcast, and this one guy's bitching about, oh, they haven't had a SmackDown in this here for, like, a couple years. It's been, it's kind of a, you know, like, it's hard to get up for it. I'm like, bitch, we haven't had a fucking TV show out here in, like, what, 5-6 years?
No, we had it in 2013, 14, 13.
That's 5 years.
Holy shit, you're right. I've been out here for a while. 13 or 14.
One, yeah, Daniel Bryan was wrestling then.
It was 2013, yeah.
Yeah, because we went with the MPW guys.
Yes.
Because
it ended up being Randy Orton and Kane and Daniel Bryan, the triple threat. Yeah,
against the Shield.
Yeah, and six-man tag. And I remember thinking, Daniel Bryan's really fucking short, and Kane and Randy Orton are like the same goddamn height.
Yeah, and Daniel Bryan had like a 3-minute hot comeback that the crowd was just going nuts for.
It was fucking cool.
Yeah. But my thing is, like, remember when the shakeup happened and she debuted? That crowd was phenomenal. Like, yes, it was right after WrestleMania. But, I mean, that's the way you want wrestling crowds to be. I mean,
it should always be like that.
I get it. In Japan, they're respectful. But Americans, come on, you're obnoxious. Be obnoxious.
That's literally what you get paid to do.
Like, you spend how much money for a ticket? Stop sitting on your goddamn hands.
Yes, I agree.
Really?
I agree.
Jesus Christ, Hartford, be better. You're almost as bad as what, like, what's it, Corpus Christi? Jesus.
That place is notoriously terrible, too,
that
yes.
That place sucks. Stop going there.
So it's a whole place in Texas. I can't remember where it is.
That's Corpus Christi.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Oh, there we go. I don't know why I didn't put that together. Corpus Christi, Texas. Isn't fucking, like, what's his face? Mark Henry from there or some shit?
No, he's from some other place. Sounds like a... Oh, what's it called? Sounds like a steak.
Sounds like a car...
Salisbury?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Sounds like a car battery stuck inside of a running dryer.
Yeah, so... Didsbury? Who's from Didsbury? Shout out to Didsbury. The random Alberta place of Didsbury.
Okay, moving on from that.
Yep.
What have you heard about the whole Jake Roberts, Harry Smith incident?
Absolutely nothing.
Do you want me to share?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, on the weekend of WrestleMania, something happened at an indie show. Jake Roberts was at a show. Harry Smith was also there. Words were exchanged, which ended in Harry Smith allegedly throwing a coffee in Jake Roberts' face. And rumored was that it was something about Jake Roberts was saying, talking smack about Davey Boy Smith, something like that. Anyways, apparently Harry Smith is wanted by the New Orleans police on this for an assault charge. So I hope it's not true. I've met the Harry Smith a few times. Super nice guy. So if it is true, Jake Roberts would probably have to say some pretty fucked up shit. But who knows? Again, this is a third party. What I'm hearing it.
I mean,
this is fourth party talk.
I don't know. I don't think Harry's the kind of guy that would do something for no reason.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we weren't there. We don't know.
And he is a heart.
Yeah. Mm. But at the same time, he's a smart person.
Super nice guy.
Like, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
He powerbombed me and I farted.
Yeah, he did.
He also gave the funniest pile driver I have literally ever seen. It's great.
Yeah. But Jake Roberts, I mean, that guy's also Captain... Remember me? I used to cut great promos back in the day, but that's I have a true. Drinking problem that well, I'm trying to get better, but I still have a drinking problem.
Allegedly that he's passed, got passed, there it is.
So,
although, funny side story, I remember he set a certain wrestler who will not be named chest hair on fire after a show that I was at in Moose Jaw. The wrestler in question, his name rhymes with Perrin Rost.
Yeah.
And he set his chest hair on fire when he's carrying a part of the ring.
Can I say his name?
Go for it.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm not giving that asshole a fucking plug.
I heard he was a Canadian vet at some point on Facebook. Anyways, it was probably the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
I hear he likes peanut butter jelly, though.
Yeah.
Big fan of PBJ.
Cleft palate, fuck.
However, I don't want to get on that tangent, but I'm Team Harry all the way.
It's kind of hard not to be. Like, especially with the past that Jake Roberts has, you got to wonder how much of this really is true. And he's fallen off the wagon several times now. I hope it's like a misunderstanding where...
I'll say the joke of the world. I don't think our cops are going to miss a tackle as much as the football team will. Sorry, boys.
Fair enough. Also, WWE got a restraining order on an obsessed fan.
Yeah.
Remember the one that I was telling you about? It was a couple of episodes ago where a guy was out front of like one of the NXT shows. They had like a knife or some shit.
Oh, Mike the Ref.
Yeah. What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Anyways... Apparently,
gotta see if he edits that part.
2015, he was smearing his own fecal matter on the Performance Center wall.
Oh, that's very Mike the Ref-ish.
He's threatened and harassed staff and wrestlers there on multiple occasions. And he's been arrested multiple times, threat to use. Get this. Most recently, what caused the restraining order? He threatened several of the referees, people that work at the Performance Center, and several of the wrestlers to use a biological weapon against them, a.k.a. his semen. He's the semen demon of Florida. I shouldn't laugh because this, I mean, if he has something, this really is like 100% a threat. But goddamn you, I'm going to come on your face. Fuck you guys. I'm going to shit on your walls, and I'm going to come on your face.
Stop being a dick, man.
Exactly. Like, he just sounds like a really terrible wrestler. Bitch, when I get my hands on you, I'm going to shit in your mouth, and I'm going to come in your eyeballs. That's a good promo. I should cut that.
Velveteen
Dream. Right?
Oh, man, that just spiraled the wrong way.
But seriously, this episode is brought to you by coming in your face and shitting in your mouth. We're coming for you, Performance Center.
That's a PC you didn't think you saw in the first place.
Yeah, that's not PC at all of him. Yeah. Not at all. Also, I know here at the podcast...
PC stands for pre-com.
Yeah, yes, it does stand for pre-com. Very good. I want PC all over this PC! Then I'll actually just see all over your teeth!
I mean, is that just like the liquid...
Be my
version of a performance center.
I hope not. That'd be gross.
Stand back. There's the eye of a hurricane coming through.
Stand back. I just came through.
What else do you have? We need to stop talking about this.
Well, as much as I don't like to bring up stuff that's upsetting, hence why we didn't bring up the whole Humboldt thing, because we like to keep it light here and keep people happy from their... distracted from their day-to-day lives. We do have to mention that probably one of the greatest of all time, Bruno Sammartino, did pass away recently.
Yes.
How old was he? Like 80-something?
82, I believe.
It's not old, but it's not young. He led a good life, though. Sold out Madison Square Garden, like a record 3,000 times. I mean, held the WWF Championship like 8 years in a row, like 8 years straight. He held two occasions for like over 10 years. Legendary status.
Yeah, inspired a lot of people. I mean, if anybody knows this, I know my parents at the time didn't know this. At the same time, my parents also not big wrestling people, because my parents actually have a wreath for the Humboldt Broncos, and they asked if I had a hockey stick outside, and I said, no, but I thought about putting my wrestling gear out in supporting a Bruno Sammartino, who they didn't know who he was. And then my dad said, well, he must not have been that big. And my mom's like, well, was he? And I was like, well, Mom, do you know who Bruno Mars is? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, where do you think he got the name?
Yeah.
Because Bruno Mars' father's favorite wrestler is Bruno Sammartino.
By the way, Bruno Mars puts on a hell of a concert.
And a little known fact, Bruno Mars is actually named after Bruno Sammartino. And Bruno Mars might actually be one of the greatest performers
of this generation.
Yeah, of this generation.
He definitely
I would say puts on a hell of a concert. I'd say he's your modern day Michael Jackson / Prince.
Yo, so good.
So,
yes. But without getting too many people to never listen to this podcast ever again, I have a fucking huge problem with that whole fucking stick thing in Humboldt. I like the gesture, but don't do that. Take a picture and be like, look, I'm doing something. No, fucking donate.
Yeah.
I was so sick of people, look, sticks out, hashtag Humboldt strong. That's all cool.
I think
but
it's...
But donate. Don't just do that.
I think there's also them too. Not everybody does have the funds to donate.
That's
they want to show that they're supporting other ways. There are other ways than financial to support if you're able to put any time to help a local center if it's maybe they're collecting goods to send there and maybe they need extra pair of hands and stuff like that. That's also.
But I'm getting real sick. I know several people who, like, it's almost like they do, like, something like this happens. They do it for attention. Like, oh, look, Humboldt strong and pay attention to me. And no, that's not what this is about.
I think also, too, we can fault social media on a lot of
social
that.
Media does a ton. Don't get me wrong. It's done a ton of good because it helped raise over $15 million. But at the same time, it gives a lot of unnecessary attention to a lot of stupid people who do not deserve it.
A lot of people also think, too, just because they have a Twitter account or an Instagram account.
Their opinion matters?
Well, it's not so much that it matters, but they think that it's better than everyone else's and that they have a stronger voice than they thought they did before.
Which, I mean, in a sense, you kind
of
do.
I mean, in a way, yeah. I mean, and a lot of people just choose to take this way too far. I mean, I've now started just to troll people on Facebook myself. It's a lot of fun.
You do a very good job.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. However, when it comes to these things, I mean, if you support it, congratulations, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
If you want other people to spread the word, but don't get mad at somebody if they choose not to or anything like that.
And that's where I'm coming from, because I didn't put sticks out. I said no. Yeah. I literally, as soon as I found out, I donated instead.
I also live in an area where I put a nice hockey stick outside. I might not get it back.
That's also partially my problem. There have been some theft in my area lately, and I don't want to lose a hockey stick.
So,
that's my thing. It's like, if you want to do that, by all means. But don't chastise someone because they don't want to put a stick out. Yeah, sure, that might show support, but there's other ways people can support things.
Yeah.
Like, just, all right, like, just, okay. That's all I have to say about that.
So...
do you want to go over the... I know that they're doing the draft right now for football. I know nothing about that, so...
Yeah, so the...
go over that, by all means.
The first round of the NFL draft is now complete.
Hooray!
We saw the Cleveland Browns take quarterback Baker Mayfield, the first overall pick, which I think is an absolute great call. I think this was somebody a few months back I was actually hoping wasn't going to be a top pick, only because I wanted my Saints to grab him. So I think of all the prospects, he was one of the better quarterbacks. Time will say if he is. However, statistically show that the greatest quarterbacks ever aren't necessarily a first-round pick.
A.K.A. Brady.
A.K.A. Drew Brees. A.K.A. Aaron Rodgers.
A.K.A. Fuck, what's his name?
Joe Montana?
John Elway. Joe Montana.
I think Elway
might have... Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning definitely was.
He was number one?
Yeah, but I'm also talking about just first-round picks.
Oh.
I mean, okay. We all know the story with Tom Brady that he was just a...
sixth-round nobody. He's like the Pavel Datsyuk.
Yeah, he was a seventh-round compensatory pick. I think he was 199 or something.
Something low.
Something super low. Anyway, Giants take running back Saquon Barkley. They badly need a running back. I thought this was the best choice scenario for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we saw the Jets take a quarterback, Sam Darnold. So I like the fact that they understood that they've never had a solid person at quarterback. I think this makes a lot of sense for them. Hopefully they have learned that drafting is a tool where you can make good, smart decisions for your football team.
Agreed.
Cleveland Browns also had the fourth overall pick. This is what happens when you trade, make a lot of trades, and then you tank, or you suck a lot.
I bet you Cleveland will still lose at least 14.
So they ended up taking quarterback Denzel Ward out of Ohio State.
Football!
And then, yeah, they're noticeable picks. Well, we saw Josh Allen go to Buffalo, seventh overall pick.
What'd your team get?
Well, hold on. We saw Josh Rosen, another quarterback, taken by the Arizona. So now we saw, I believe, four quarterbacks in the top 10 pick, which is the most, I think, ever.
Ever!
My team, actually, the Saints, made a trade with your team, the Green Bay Packers.
Packers!
And we traded up to the 14th overall pick and got defensive end Marcus Davenport, which really solidified a need they needed in the pass edge, like the edge rushing.
Hitting!
Pass rushing. So on their... I like the pick because it's something that we've always needed. We never knew how to defend against the pass as well as we can. So it's... That's a need that they needed. Hoping now they can also signify that need on the tight end in the future. Even though I do like some of the young guys we have, like a Josh Hill, I want that Gesicki guy as well, who actually did not even go in the first round. So that's very, it's good news for the Saints. The bad news is we don't have a second round pick.
What'd the Packers get?
The Packers, they ended
up...
They
got a guy who's in the corner?
They ended up trading down to, I believe it was the 22nd or 24th pick.
They had like the 27th.
And then they ended up trading back up to the 18th pick and took quarterback Jahari Alexander. No surprise.
Did you say quarterback?
Corner.
Corner. He goes to the corner because he is on a timeout. Football.
Good cornerbacks help your defense. So, I mean, not a bad move there.
Defensive football.
Baltimore selected tight end Hayden Hurst.
Tight end.
He is like a gigantic man. So, that might be...
14 foot 12.
That's going to be nine, a very solid
weighing pick. 70,000 stone.
And I believe Baltimore traded back up to get the last pick of the first round. And took Lamar Jackson, another quarterback. So, yeah.
Lamar Jackson, is that Samuel Jackson's kid?
No, I think it was...
Buster Hatfield's kid?
Bo Jackson? No. I don't know. President Jackson? I don't know.
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah. Oh, and this also ended at the end. Ended two periods. Vegas up 5-0.
Who got the fifth goal? Because the fourth goal was fucking...
It was a bit of a tuck of nice.
Yeah, the defensive core that San Jose had out needed to get some soap because it was dirty.
Shea Theodore.
Theodore?
Yeah. Assisted by Smith and Marchessault.
Fantastic. I fucking am so behind this team. Also, personal note thrown out there, Jake DeBrusk got two goals last night. That was cool.
And a nice game winner.
Yes, he did. It was nice. It was nice. Nice.
Good pick for Boston. Yes. Working out. Actually, their young guys actually propelled them.
They got a good young core.
If
they won this round against Tampa Bay, I would not be surprised. It's not who I picked, but I would not be surprised.
I would only because I look at the maturity of a Tampa Bay. I look at some of their players. Like a Steven Stamkos, that is going to be a heavy, heavy load to defend against. Not to mention, you have Kucherov, who almost went wire-to-wire in the scoring. That's a solid 1-2 punch.
JT Miller.
Yeah, and this is hard on the young defenseman. So you're...
McCabry?
McAvoy?
Whatever. Same thing.
But then you also have Torrey Krug, who's also not a big defenseman. Himself, Chara.
They make up for Chara being like a fucking tree.
But he's also older and he can't play the 20, 25 minutes. Like,
that's fine. His stick is taller than most of the people.
Well, especially some of them. But and then you have that the Gord, that rookie.
Gerd!
Who's just playing lights out. You got Vasilevsky, who's playing great hockey. You got Victor Hedman, who's a great defenseman. It'll be interesting this from my end, just to see how dirty Boston is willing to play, because I think that's
where... They've got Marchand. They're fine.
But they're going to have to grind out a win on this one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have... If that's going to be enough.
If they got it in them?
No, I think they have it in them. I just don't think it'll be enough. Because
is it in you?
I'm not Gatorade.
Huh.
Like
you switch, just do it?
No.
Just do it, get it in you?
No.
It's a collaboration.
All day I dream about...
I dream of Genie?
Stanley.
Oh, Stanley.
See, and this is the thing. Adidas now does the NHL jerseys, right?
Yeah.
Could they not do All Day I Dream About Stanley campaign? Just saying.
Sure, that's really good.
I mean, just saying. Yeah, I don't know if I'm breaking down. Like, I also see the completeness of Pittsburgh being a little overwhelming for Washington. I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, Washington is a good season team, but they're not willing to.
I think they burn out during like the season and towards the
end. I just don't think they're willing to fight as hard as other teams are when it comes to the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing.
And the playoffs are a different game.
The playoffs, you have to get gritty. You have to be willing to roll that extra length and muck in the corners for that puck. And I don't think that's in their repertoire. I think they're pure talent, not so much, you know, grinding it out. Which is weird, really.
Well, they're just not a tough, in-your-face team. They're more of a skilled team, and I just don't see Washington beating up on Pittsburgh. And let's be honest, Pittsburgh played this game without Evgeny Malkin and still won.
Yeah.
So just think what they're going to have to do when guys like Malkin come back in.
More.
And I don't think Hagelin played as well. And these are pieces to the puzzle that Pittsburgh, like, they're solid pieces.
Yeah.
So if they can get it done without these guys, just imagine how they're going to be with them. So, Washington, if you're not getting it done now, you're really going to have to find ways to step it up.
Yeah, don't prove me wrong, please. Not again.
And then, whatever Vegas is doing, I am not arguing. It's working.
Do it. Just keep doing it. For another, what?
They can do the night.
Another 12 game?
I mean, no, needless to say, with the win tonight against San Jose, they do set a record now for...
We can't say for sure, but I mean, it's 5-0, but if.
Yeah, with 19 minutes left in the third.
Still, stranger things have happened.
It's on TV a lot.
Exactly.
But with the win tonight, the Vegas Golden Knights set a record for most consecutive victories to begin an expansion team's postseason
career.
Career, yeah. They are tied with the Pittsburgh Penguins with 4. A win tonight would make it 5. How ironic would it be if it's a 5-0 win?
Yes.
5. Bundy 5.
The old Big E 5?
Bundy.
Rah!
I think Bundy is a little more willing.
Never heard of him.
Bundy.
You mean Ted Bundy?
Or Booker T, the 5. Can you dig
Sucker.
It?
Dude, you lost the title 5 times?
Rick Flair lost it 16. Actually, so did John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I also love, too. Everyone's like, oh, he won the title 16 times. Yeah, he also lost it. Exactly. So, just saying. I mean, if he was a 12-time champ, he never lost 12 times because he retired as champ.
Yeah, lost it. No, he's 11. Was he 12-time?
I don't know.
I think he's 11-time.
I don't know how much.
Point is.
How many people else retired as champ? I think Trish Stratus did as a women's champ.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Boom.
Only Canadians.
Yeah.
Only Canadians.
Apparently. No, didn't Daniel Bryan?
He surrendered titles
multiple times. He never lost them.
Yeah, no, it's true. He surrendered them multiple times.
Seth Rollins actually has won the WWE title twice, only lost once.
It's true. That is true.
So, yeah, nobody other than a Shield member has beaten Seth Rollins for heavyweight title.
That is also true.
Except for the NXT title, but we don't count that as a heavyweight.
No, that was Big E.
Yeah.
That was pre-Bootio days.
But that's not a heavyweight title. It's just like a championship. Like
world.
You're just the NXT world. Champion.
I'd call it a world championship because they take it over, like, you know, they took it to England. They've taken Japan. It to Japan. It's a world title for sure.
Yeah, it's on the way.
In three different continents, it's a world title.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia. I mean, that's where I think you should have the NXT title.
Or the UK one.
In Saudi Arabia?
Why not? Mm-hmm. It's closer.
Let's have the North American title defended.
Exactly!
Too.
The Saudi Arabian title? Yeah. Just bring one out. Whoever wins the Rumble becomes a Saudi Arabian champion.
Right. Anyway.
Well, that's it for us. What do we got coming up here?
Well, this weekend we got CWC New Order.
CWC No Limits. No limits. We'll reach for the sky. No?
Okay. You'll win the cup and then you'll drink and get high.
I won't get high.
Awesomeness.
Okay. Say, if I was that guy down...
No, you'll get high and struggle-icious, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
If I was that guy down in Florida, a drink can come in your eye. Bah!
Come on,
I don't know who I'm facing.
People ask why.
I don't know who I'm facing on Saturday. But come this Saturday, whoever it is, I'm going to shoot in your mouth and come in your eye. Be ready. I'm the Splooginator. Brother, brother.
I'm Sticky Steven.
Oh, that's across some sort of line. I'm not saying it's bad. That's fantastic. Just saying.
I'm the Seminator.
The Seminator. Ew, it sounds like I ate it. I don't want that. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that at all. Anyways. And then after that, next weekend, we have...
I'm the Jizz, and I came to play.
There you go.
The Jizz Tarash.
Yeah.
Woo!
So then next weekend, we have MPW... What are they calling this show?
The Monster Survival... I don't know.
Yeah, Survive Monsters.
Survival of the Monsters.
Survival of the Monster Among Men. Oof. I don't know.
I know. Monster Pro Survival.
Let's see. What else? Headline Shawn Martins. He's doing this show at CWC. Mm-hmm. Promptly getting on a plane the next day. He's heading down to...
CAC.
He's heading down to the CAC. Yeah. Heading down to the CAC.
And the Cauliflower Alley Club.
And then...
hopefully he takes our advice to heart.
Yes. I don't know. I'm sure you guys are busy, but... If.
He gets to hopefully meet up with previous interviewee Bobby Bass.
Oh, I wonder how Bobby's doing. He won't accept my friend request on Facebook, so.
That's because I don't think he knows how to use Facebook.
Fair enough. but if for whatever reason, you know, Bobby Bass or Kevin Jeffries or Ron Hutchinson are listening, we told both Shawn Martins and who he's going with, Peaches, I believe.
We told them about the Kokanee.
We told them to hook you up.
So
we've done our part. That's all we can do.
We have guided the young soul to greatness, and if he doesn't deliver, that's his own fault.
Then he won't be a headline. He'll be a mid-card. He'll be mid-card Shawn Martins.
I mean, that he's a headline that can't read between the lines.
Well, let's just hope he delivers.
And between the lines is more Kokanee.
Hell, Steve Rivers down there, it could be River, you know, Rivers delivers. And then Shawn Martins will be mid-card. Mid-card Martins. Mm-hmm. Now we're screwed! And then I believe our fourth member, Mick Foley, I think he's still doing his spoken words tour.
Yeah, and we are going to work on adding a fifth member, his daughter.
Potentially, yeah.
The official...
mascot?
I was going to say valet.
Same thing, right?
More or less.
Okay.
Well, the way WWE uses valets, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, that does it for episode 72.
Bobrovsky!
Anybody? Well, and also the Kovalev. He wore 72 in once.
What fucking numbers does he wear?
27 usually, but if 27's taken, he wore 72.
Oh, I'm not thinking of the same person. Never mind.
Who are you thinking of?
Ilya Kovalchuk. Their names all sound similar.
Yeah, we talked about him last
week. I got lost. Yeah, 71, 72, I got lost. Kovalev, yeah, 72 he did
Gold
wear that
jacket, one. Green jacket, who gives a shit?
Exactly, they're all communist Soviets. whatever. They're all part of the Olympic athletes from Russia, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, gold medalists, too, in the hockey.
Gold medalists for the Olympic athletes from Russia.
The ore is gold.
They're golden ore. They're ore in that gold.
So yeah, hit us up on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Mine is everything at Russell Manak.
I'm pretty much everything at Chris Parrish. And so Chris, that Instagram.
Or Chris.Parrish or ChrisParrish1 or Chris.Parrish.gmail.ca.
Or
at Googleplex.
I like funnygreenmonkeys.net. What?
That's a good website. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, so buy your stuff, please. We,
keep an eye on Facebook over the weekend. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, there's going to be some shit going down. Yeah, if you're in the Red Deer area, Black Falls, come check out the Canadian Wrestling Coalition New Order. Tickets cost money, so, you know, find what they are at the door, because I don't know.
Come watch us do what we do best. Punch people in the mouth. Come on, come in their eye!
I mean, I am the king, and I let this happen, so...
I am the king, and I approve this message.
King C, come saw.
Come.
It's a royalty of wetness.
It's a royal jerking. Let's go!
Anyway, we're 2/3 of Tech Struggle. We're real.
And spectacular.
Later. Yeah, that's it. Bye.